Good afternoon and welcome to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio. This is your daily message of hope brought to you by Father Stosh Daly. And today I'm joined by Father Adam Streitenberger.
Thank you for having me.
And as we're entering into this week, this Monday, pray for the souls of the faithful departed. As we begin this week, we have, of course, just around the corner, Ash Wednesday. And here in the Diocese of Columbus, on Ash Wednesday, we're entering into a special period of prayer and preparation and penance and discipleship along with the Universal Church. But here on the local level, we're beginning something a bit different in our own way. And so Father Adam Streitenberger, a director of evangelization for the Diocese of Columbus, the bishop's right-hand man on saving souls, Father Adam is here to help kind of walk us through what we can expect with regard to the Holy Season of Lent here in the Diocese of Columbus.
You know, we're having this 40 Days of Adoration campaign. So, you know, as we know, there are 40 days in Lent from Ash Wednesday to Palm Sunday. And each of those days, different churches in the diocese have kind of adopted those days, are hosting exposition of the Blessed Sacrament and adoration throughout the day. Some parishes are doing 24 hours of exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Some are doing 12 or different kind of components of that, usually from the morning Mass to the evening Mass. I would direct our attention, and maybe I'll do this throughout, to columbuscatholic.org/40days, which has the calendar. There's also some resources on there for families for adoration. But the idea of this is not just the parishioners of those parishes to adore the Lord in the Blessed Sacrament during those days, but really we're inviting everyone in the Diocese of Columbus to try to visit as many of these churches as possible. The idea for this really came from a practice of St. Philip Neri. St. Philip Neri was a priest in Rome. He's the founder of the Oratorians. Philip Neri established and really promoted kind of making a visit to a different church throughout Lent. And so in Rome, and it's even a more ancient custom than Philip Neri, even to the post-persecution age, where there was a different parish designated for each day of Lent. And it was sort of the kind of part of the Lenten practice of the Church of Rome to visit these churches on the day of Lent that they were kind of assigned. And so that idea is kind of the origins of it. But then, of course, also, also the importance of Eucharistic adoration. Many people have asked me why we're doing this.
Why?
I was trying to. You may, your listeners may not know, but I'm on in the morning to a similar.
And we also share a birthday.
Yes, we do. That's right. Yeah.
So we're both on the same radio station, both have the same birthday.
Yeah. So, the why for this, it's really threefold. First of all, and this may come as a news announcement to your listeners, but the diocese is really entering into a special time of planning for the future of our mission as a church and the future presence of the church in this state of Ohio, in the Diocese of Columbus. And so this is an opportunity for all of us to pray for this process of what does the Lord want from our diocese? Where is he directing us and guiding us? And, you know, Bishop Brennan is inviting all of us to join in this process first by praying. The second reason why we're doing this is, as we painfully know, because of the COVID pandemic, there was a while where we were unable to make it to Mass and to be in our churches to adore the Lord. I think this campaign is also, it's really a way to celebrate that great gift of the Eucharist and an invitation to return. Yeah. So for those who have not come back to Mass, even though we know that the formal obligation is still dispensed, this really is an invitation for all of us to come back to Mass. Mm. And also to come back to visiting Jesus in the tabernacles in the church, in our churches. And I would almost say that it can take on, now this is not, this is my thought. I'm not putting these words into the bishop's mouth, but it's almost, I think, an act of reparation too, in that sense, that for any kind of offenses towards the Blessed Sacrament, that as a diocese, what we're really asking is, kind of doing this as a collective penance to spend time before our Lord praying. The third reason why we're doing this is, this is Jesus in the Eucharist. Mm. And whenever we're there, whether it's at Mass or whether we make a visit to a church, during exposition or even when our Lord is just in the tabernacle, there's an encounter that happens. We're in the presence of Jesus and he's breaking into our life. And in some ways, in an unexpected way, who but God could have imagined the great gift of the Eucharist, that he would take bread and wine and change it into the very body and blood, soul and divinity of his Son. But it is, every time we're there in front of the Blessed Sacrament, it is an opportunity to encounter Jesus and for him to kind of break into our life, whatever we're going through, and to bring those things to him and to be touched and healed by him through the Blessed Sacrament.
We don't have to go very far, either in time or space or in our imagination, to think about the suffering or the plight of those who are suffering, whether it be from an illness, an affliction in mental health or physical health or spiritual health. And indeed, we've been reminded of the Lord's desire to heal and restore and to also forgive sins, even more recently, in the gospel passages for like the leper who was healed and restored. So there's definitely a lot that each one of us can bring before the Lord. But one of the things that you mentioned was, the idea of adoration, and specifically with exposition. And with the recent Pew study and the results thereof going around about how, in some places, 7 out of 10 Catholics don't believe that Jesus is truly present in the Holy Eucharist, we might dare to presume with abundance of charity that they don't believe because they don't even know what those words mean. There might be some acknowledgement that there is something special about the Eucharist or the Mass. But we're finding that the pain is real when people don't know the vocabulary and they don't know the significance and the reality of what these words reflect. So when we say adoration, when we say exposition, when we say the Holy Mass, when we say the Holy Eucharist, I mean, to you, like, what would you offer to our listeners right down during this daily message of hope on this Monday at the beginning of the week? Ash Wednesday is right around the corner. Mm-hmm. So in theory and in practice, we should already have in our hearts established what we're going to be offering up as penances, mm-hmm. and also the practices we're going to undertake. But looking ahead at this week, and it's like, okay, 40 days of prayer, 40 days of adoration, they're going to be every day over these 40 days, a different church, sometimes different churches on different mm-hmm. days where we can go and visit and pray. But when we enter into that church, like you said, Jesus is waiting to encounter us and maybe even break into us, but when they come in and they experience or they see a sign saying exposition or adoration or the Eucharist, I mean, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, exposition is sort of this fancy Catholicese that we use for really, it's a rite, a ritual, where the priest will come and bring a portion of the Blessed Sacrament of the Eucharist, a host, a consecrated host, and put it in a monstrance and, those beautiful little things, mm-hmm. which we use. Basically, it looks kind of like a reliquary, like something for us to see our Lord in. So he's visibly present. And, he's there left on the altar so mm-hmm. that we can come and visit him. It's really the origin of it is the elevation at the consecrations and at the per ipsum in the Mass, the through him, with him, in him bit. That, people wanted to be able to gaze on him. And yeah. even more importantly, they wanted him to gaze on them right. longer. Because that's yeah. really, I mean, that's the idea, is it's yeah. Jesus gazing on us. We're not just gazing on him, but he's gazing yeah. back at us. And it's that gaze that changes our heart. And so, you know, for a set amount of time, like I said, some of these parishes, it's going to be 12 hours, the Lord's exposed. And it's an opportunity, like I said, for us to go into his presence and to be gazed on by him. Mm-hmm. You know, John Vianney, when he went into the St. John Vianney, when he went into his church one day, he noticed this man was always there. And this is mentioned in the catechism in the prayer section. And John Vianney asked him, well, what do you do when you're praying, you know? And it was presumably before the exposed Blessed Sacrament. Yeah. And the man said, I look on him and he looks on me, mm-hmm. you know? And yeah. and it really is time together.
Right.
Father Tom Kessler, also known as TK, for your listeners, he always says, well, you know, adoration is not just in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Adoration is one of those basic elements of prayer where we are
That's true.
With wonder and awe before the Lord. So when we use adoration, we can mean in a more general sense of this type of prayer where we're before the Lord in wonder and awe. Mm-hmm. But it's also, of course, I think even appropriate when we come into the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. We refer to that as adoration. Mm-hmm. Coming before him with wonder and awe to see him and to have him see us.
I mean, those are the two words we close with this segment, you know, wonder and then awe. So this week, as we enter into a new season in the life of the church, a season of penance and adoration and discipline, we approach the Lord with wonder and awe.